The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Should we revisit the use of Irish language in TV and online ads as a way of ensuring people passively pick up the Cúpla Focal? Joining me now to discuss this is Kate Brady, actor and content creator. Good afternoon to you, Kate. This is really interesting to me as somebody who is trying to pick up the Cúpla Focal myself. I'm not very good at Irish. It's nothing to be browed about. But I would like to be better. So I've been using things like Duolingo. And I do find when the ads come on that are in Irish, I'm concentrating super hard on it and I like it. Tell me why you think we should be doing more of this.
I think it's so just important that Irish is kind of available to us in our daily lives. I'm similar to you in that I just always felt my Irish wasn't up to scratch and that it wasn't maybe for me. But once I started kind of making content in Irish and just deciding that it was something I was going to refresh and going to be better at, it's amazing what's out there content-wise through Irish that becomes part of your daily life and you start thinking in Irish. And even the smaller phrases that we think you might have forgotten, you see it online or you see it in an ad and you're like, okay, yeah, I know more than I think. And I think the use of Irish in more ads would really let people kind of access that part of their brain again.
Yeah. I was reading something that you said and it really resonated with me. You said, once you leave school, you're either fully engaged with Irish, like you watch TG Cahir, etc., or not at all. And that's so true. We learnt it up to the age of whatever, 17, 18. Then we left school, the likes of me, and that was it. It fell off a cliff. You never heard it again at all. Although I am starting to hear it in kind of common usage more now. You walk around town, you hear people speaking Irish the odd time, and it's new. And I think it's a new phenomenon, but I think it's kind of become quite cool.
Yeah, there really is. Once you start kind of tapping into it, there is such a network of Irish speakers that I'm really happy that I've found, because I'm trying to refresh my own. So once you start looking, especially on TikTok, I find there's just the algorithm shows you what you're interested in. So once you start engaging, there's so many people doing great educational kind of Irish, but also the other side of it where people just want to speak Irish for the fun and not always have it as an educational kind of lens, just have it spoken and have it heard.
And you, I know, are a big TikToker and you would post outfits of the day and all that kind of stuff, but now you started doing that through Irish. What kind of response do you get to your videos being in Irish? Do people comment in Irish? Do they say something about it being in Irish?
Yeah. Honestly, I just post on TikTok because I enjoy kind of documenting my own outfits and life and all that. But since I started doing it in Irish, I actually started engaging with people on a much like more genuine level, and people were commenting in Irish and I'm commenting back, and you can see people who might be just like their first dipping their toe back into Irish commenting, or people that are kind of, you know, kind of encouraging you to keep going who are like really fluent in Irish. And it's such a lovely network and it's really nice to see.
Yeah. And so I suppose the responses have been generally good and people interacting and all that and kind of liking it.
So positive, really, really positive. Such engagement on the Irish posts, and people just want to have a chat and have an easy access point because people are scrolling TikTok and online anyway. So it feels like it's kind of osmosis. It's just coming back to you without you having to sit down and open up a book.
Yeah, I think there's a kind of a burgeoning want there that people do actually want to be able to speak Irish now, that it's shifted in some way. And, you know, obviously there's the kneecap phenomenon and there's all of that kind of stuff, but there is some kind of a change. Loads and loads of people are texting in on Irish, Kate. I think the ads in Irish should be bilingual. That way you'd get to hear it in the bold language and get to understand what it is about. If it's all in Irish, people who don't understand tend to tune out. And there's a truth in that, but I must say I've been trying to concentrate. I think that someone has their tongue firmly in their cheek on this one. They say the Irish language ads are all government information ads. They are not ads for cool products aimed at the youth, like Wrangler jeans and marathon bars. Am I unaware of the coolness of Wrangler jeans and marathon bars?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Someone says, I'm 62. I fought teachers tooth and nail who made me feel less of a human because I wasn't a native or good Irish speaker. But I love the ads in Irish and I listen intently as described and my Irish has improved, although my confidence is a long way off using it. We did win a board game in the 80s in Holland by hinting to a friend that the answer was Shapel Conk. Jenny Van Velsen's eyes lit up and she said Churchill. Her husband suspected foul play. Regards from Robert and Ballantyre. The little secret chats we have in Irish, that's all. I mean, I don't want to patronise Irish like it's some kind of a secret code, but there is something good about being able to have a private conversation sometimes in Irish that Irish people do abroad and things, isn't there?
It's a nice thing to be able to do, and I think it just shows that people want to be able to speak it really on a more kind of deeper level. People want to be able to have their own language and speak it when they're out and about with people.
Oh, this is a fantastic text. I actually love this. Many years ago when I worked in Paris, I found my Irish improved as we spoke Oscalic together to avoid being understood and have a moan about the people we worked with. One day on the metro, saw a fine looking man and proceeded to talk about him Oscalic. I even used my new word, Toshe Gnesul Erfad, meaning he was very sexy. The chap got off at the next stop with a big wave and smiled over to us and said, Slán Colini. I'm still mortified today. This is Catherine. I don't think you should be mortified at all, Catherine. I think that was actually quite a brilliant thing. Just with regard to the, I suppose, the use in ads, is there anything in it, do you think, Case, that it excludes some people, I suppose, Irish being used in ways that in public, if they don't understand it, is there any issue with that, do you think?
I suppose that's where the bilingual is important, so that people who don't speak it aren't alienated. But in the same way, Irish has a place and should be seen and shown. So as much as like all of the Folly Through Irish ads and everything are brilliant, I think if it's to get kind of more people passively learning and passively engaging, some bilingual ads would be brilliant. And there's some podcasts I listen to that give you a few translations of words at the start, and that keeps me more engaged, because if I get lost, I can kind of hook back to the word that I was told at the start. So I see how that could be a good way in.
Yeah. Look, I actually think your generation is leading the charge on all of this. I mean, my kids didn't go to a Gael school and my eldest has a Fáinne. So the interest is there, and I think it's a really good thing. Thank you for coming on and starting the conversation, Kate. I think it's a really important one. That is Kate Brady there. Actor.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Tough all to wrote. Kate Brady there, actor and content creator. Maybe last text on this for now. Many years ago, I was on the tube in London. Two young fellas talking about a young lady nearby in Irish. They were being a bit explicit and rude, their statements peppered with terms like Igmarkiacht. I just continued reading quietly until my stop. And then as I was exiting the tube, I said, Be curamach, lads, thodina ella an sha a will Gaelic a coo. As the door closed, I got a laugh out of their shocked faces. I love that.
I'd say they were pretty shocked.
Do let us know what you think about all this. I think there's no question that Irish is having a bit of a moment, isn't there?
No, absolutely no doubt about it. There is a huge, huge revival. And as you say, Ciara, it's been led by young people, which is brilliant to see, and probably hasn't happened since the late 19th century and the kind of Gaelic revival that happened back then.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.